I was good. You know, I'm thinking myself about 95%. And, you know, coach really trying to take it easy with me, just slowly progress me inside, and you know, hopefully by next mini camp I'll be 100%.
What'd you think sitting there as they took signed running back after running back in the free agency?
They're just doing their job. You know, we definitely had a lot of talent on the squad, you know, for the running back position, but we all got hurt. You know, when you put the injured tag on somebody, you know, it's kind of hard not to get some guys in reserve. You know, we got a lot of good veterans, you know, a guy that's really played the game. And, you know, I think they're going to do good things here.
How are they looking at you with the new offense?
You know, right now, I really don't know. Just, you know, just plugging me here, plugging me there, you know, just see where I fit in and what I can do. You know, I look forward to having a big role here, and I'm going to try hard to get that.
How'd you spend your offseason? What'd you do to get ready?
Well, mostly I was here the most off season. You know, I went home here and then every now and then, but mostly just got treatment. You know, worked out with Steve, and we just did the things I could to get my hamstring better.
How can you get a legitimate shot to be, you know, that role you were in last year?
You know, everybody's gonna get a legitimate shot. You know, it's just gonna depend on how I respond and how I, you know, look forward to this offense. You know, how fast I learn it.
You know, you got a taste of it. Would you like to do that?
You know, my whole career, I've always, you know, been spread out doing different things, even since high school. And, you know, I've always thought of myself that I can do mostly anything if I put my mind to it. You know, and, you know, it's a new offense, new scheme, you know, new coach, new staff. So, you know, I guess I'm just going to play wherever they put me and be happy.
How well were you playing last year before you got hurt?
What's that?
How well were you playing before you got hurt?
You know, I was playing legitimately well. You know, I was focused. I, you know, really looked forward, you know, to every game. You know, I knew the playbook, you know, at first of the year, you know, as a rookie, just slowly work your way into things. And, you know, there towards the end of the year, I felt like I was in my groove. I was doing things really well. And, you know, just a bum hamstring, you know, kind of put it down there towards the end.
Because you brought a certain toughness to this team. And I hate to put this on you, but do you think if you don't get hurt, does this team make the playoffs?
I really don't know, you know. Only the Lord knows that. And, you know, I just try to do the best I can. You know, I know we had a lot of great guys on the team. You know, it could be a lot of different things or situations there that made us, you know, not go to the playoffs.
How bizarre was it to see one tailback after another, after another, after another fall? It's like dominoes.
Well, you know, as far as the media and the fans, you know, I think it's really tough. Like, you know, great, another running back goes down, we're not going to be near as good. But I think the coaching staff and the, you know, other players on the team really kept their head and, you know, gave other guys confidence and, you know, helped us do well.
What's the biggest difference?
Well, he's a lot more just one back, not, you know, really not too much of the fullback being in there. But, you know, I know that, you know, maybe that's just because I'm not healthy. Maybe a lot of things could happen. But, you know, this scheme that's coming in is a lot different, but it's going to be very successful. And, you know, I could either be on the boat with the tide and, you know, go with it, or, you know, the guys just flare off. But it's going to be a really successful season.
I mean, probably a loaded question for any running back, but do you have any belief in this scheme, you might run the ball more often than
you're doing? Coach McDaniels used to tell us, you know, we're going to use different things each week to, you know, to win games. And, you know, wherever that is, that's running the ball, passing, it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to win the games, you know, he's not just singing out the run or the pass. You know, we're going to do both to win the game.
Do you assume with all the veterans you guys have now, Correll and JJ and yourself, and Mike, that it's not going to be one guy? It seems like they're setting it up so it's probably going to be a lot of different.
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, last year, 7 tailbacks go down, you know, and other years, maybe not one goes down. But, you know, I think Coach McDaniels, he's really smart. You know, he prepares for the worst and hopes for the best. And, you know, we got a lot of great, you know, we got a lot of depth at the running back position. You know, even if it's we're all switching out every play or one guy starts, another guy goes hurt, we always know we have another guy back there to do the job.
A couple more for Peyton. You know, fullback and tailback, the difference could be 20 pounds. As far as where the ideal weight for you, what did you do with your weight?
Well, you know, last year I pretty much kept the same weight. You know, I was at the 250, 255 range. And, you know, for me, you know, if I weigh 250, 255 or 215, 220, I pretty much run the same. So pretty much I don't try to fluctuate my weight, especially during the season. You know, you can prone to more injuries that way. But it seems like it didn't work out towards the end there. But but you know, it really doesn't matter which weight I'm at. You know, I'd pretty much just try to keep the same weight during season. And
so
if
250 is your weight?
250.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Peyton, last year with the draft, what's your favorite memory for draft day last year?
I guess just getting the call from Coach Shanahan. You know, it was a real stressful time. You know, I was expecting a lot better than what I got. But, you know, once I got that call, I knew it was going to be in the NFL. And plus, you know, I think a Hall of Fame Coach Shanahan calling you is a pretty big deal.
Hey, so do you have any doubts at all that you'll be, your hamstring will be fine, no worries, all that?
You know, I'm pretty confident about a few things. And one's my faith and the other's football. And if I know anything about me, I'm going to be fine, you know, 100%. And it's not going to cross my mind as far as playing ball. That's always going to be good, too. There's never going to be a point. You know, I said this last year when they put me in the tailback role, you know, I'm always going to get better. And you're always going to see good things from me.